Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Whether you're looking to start a career with no student loans or change careers to land one of the happiest jobs in the world, yep, that's construction, Build Mississippi can help. Visit buildmississippi.com to learn why a career in the trades deserves another look. buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute.
Hey folks, welcome to In a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar. Thank you for tuning in. As always, I'll always thank you. I'm always grateful. Into year seven. That's crazy. Happy New Year to you all. I hope your resolutions are still rolling. Speaking of resolutions, I'm thinking some Superior Catfish. That's my resolution. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com, produced right here, only in Mississippi. And of course, visit Mississippi.org. Celebrates our home state like no other. Plan a road trip. Be proud. All right. Okay. When I was a kid, come wintertime, I noticed that my grandfather, Pa Paul Spear, my Mama Rose, my Aunt Vic and Uncle George, my Aunt Tana and Uncle Ike, they'd all disappear for months. And it was every year. My grandfather would unfortunately pass all of a sudden, but the rest would still keep on the tradition. My folks would take day trips and come back with a Pizza Hut box claiming that the best pizza on earth was in Malvern, Arkansas at a Pizza Hut. Not Lost Pizza. It wasn't around back in the day. And I was like, why are you going all the way to Malvern, Arkansas to get pizza when you can get Pizza Hut right here? I'd find out pretty soon that they were heading to the horse track in Hot Springs at Oaklawn, that hidden retreat where my grandparents, uncles, and aunts would vanish to. Aha. I finally got to go with one of my best pals. Shout out to Ken Purvis. The moment we got there with our $20 of riches in our pocket and saw those beautiful, majestic, athletic, shiny thoroughbreds, we were both like, whoa. Years would pass, and it's been on and off, more on lately, but I've been there many times now in my life with my wife and friends. My folks would give up their box when we were in Music City. And when we moved back, though, my in-laws would get one of those prize boxes. So the tradition has continued. Today's guest, he's the point man for 16th Pole Racing Clubs. He grew up on horses, like I did music. It's in his blood, like writing songs and performing is for me. This past year, we'd invest in a very, very, very small piece of Patel, as my point guard, C-Ray, Craig Ray, who's joining us as well, would say, former director of tourism, everybody knows him, which coincidentally knows more about horses than I would have ever imagined. Actually lived on a horse farm in Kentucky back in the day. In a proper way, I'm going to have C-Ray, you know, help mediate this and introduce the point man for all things 16 Pole Racing Clubs, Scott Blair. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
I had to go through that crazy intro because it brought back memories. It still does.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what this is all about. At least it is for me, because, you know, that's from early childhood, remember racing and then my first trip to Oaklawn, just like you, when I laid eyes up close on those thoroughbreds, I was hooked.
Hey, C-Ray, by the way, hello. How you doing over there?
Good morning. Good morning. Good to see you again, Steve and Scott, meeting you. Hopefully soon in person where we can handicap and see our horses run. But it's great to see you in person and look forward to hearing more about you and your background. It's very fascinating. And I look forward to be a part of this podcast today with you.
I love it. Scott, you grew up in California. At some point in your life, there's an epiphany, an inspiration. You were younger than I was. Musically, for me, it was 10 years old, 11 years old. I read where it was 6 years old. You grew up in California. Take me back in your wonder years, sort of share sort of how it's evolved into who you are today.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. So growing up in California, my mom was a horse lover. And my dad liked them too, and they liked them from different perspectives. My mom loved Arabians, and she dreamed of owning Arabian show horses. And my dad liked the horse races. And so, but back then there was in the LA area, there was a television broadcast every Saturday afternoon, and a guy named Gil Stratton, who was an unbelievable personality in regards to all of his background and everything that he was involved in. He hosted the feature race from wherever they were racing in Southern California, whether it be Hollywood Park or Santa Anita or even Del Mar during the summer. And it kind of started out that on Saturday afternoon, we'd gather around the TV and we'd all throw a quarter in the jar, and whoever's horse, crossed the finish line first, they got the quarters in the jar. So I was kind of, I was kind of attracted to that, and I thought that was pretty cool. Then my mom felt like I needed a pony, a horse, and so she got me my first one at about six. And then we moved a little bit out into what you would have called the country, just enough acreage that we got our first Arabians, and we had some very successful Arabian show horses. And at that point, those horses were probably just more of a pain than they were, at least to me, rather than something to enjoy, because at that point in time, I was more interested in playing baseball. And so they were interfering with, my baseball and things like that. But I got my first real taste of maybe horse racing in person was during an Arabian horse show at the Los Angeles County Fair. My grandmother walked me over to the what's called the Fairplex. It's not there anymore, but the Fairplex in Pomona, and I got to see the horses run. And again, I was just, I was fascinated. So then I read the sports page all the time, and then on the West Coast, you got everything, right? Because when you woke up in the morning, everything was done before the published deadline, so you could see everything. So I read lots about baseball and stuff, and we moved here to Arkansas, and I lost contact with all of that because they were going to publish, they were going to print real early in the evening, and the baseball games weren't over. And so I started kind of losing track, and there was really no coverage in the Fort Smith paper for horse racing until I got to school in Fayetteville. And that's when I found a guy named Randy Moss, and you guys know who he is. I mean, if you watch Triple Crown coverage on NBC, he's one of the hosts. And I found him in what was then the Arkansas Gazette, and I started reading about Oakland.
Wow. Did you know Oakland existed back when you were a kid?
Yeah, I did. There was a horse back, and I think it was about in 76 or 77, a horse from the Arkansas Derby named Elocutionist that was one of the favorites in the Kentucky Derby, and I believe he ran third. And then he came back and won the Preakness. So so at that time, even in Fort Smith, horse racing was getting a little bit of a buzz on the local news, and you would hear a little bit about Oakland. But at the time, the age to get in was 18, and I wasn't old enough, and I didn't even turn 18 until I was in January of my freshman year at U of A.
Okay, so we have to talk about that age thing, because I know before, but if you go, I guess, with your parents, are you okay to do that? Or they just made me in?
You're a little bit younger than me, and so they changed it. I don't remember when they changed it, but you're younger than me, so.
I think what happened is they probably just, dropped me through a hole in the ceiling.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm part of the deal. All right, C-Ray, we got about a minute and a half left. You want to ask a quick question, and then we'll take a break?
Yeah, just doing my own handicapping work on you, Scott. I loved your resume, by the way, and just following through that. We're the same age. And I have a unique story as well, but I love the Arkansas Derby and how it's become so important to the industry. If you look at all the horses that have won there, Sonny's Halo, Smarty Jones, American Pharoah, Elocutionist, Pine Bluff, A Fleet Alex, and one of my favorites, Curlin. How that race, when they put that bonus up and Smarty Jones won it, if he won the Derby, how it's really changed the path there. And for the syndicate that you're helping with, that we're a part of, the Arkansas Derby, the Kentucky Derby is awesome. Everybody wants to win that. But hell, the Arkansas Derby is really a crown jewel, you know, to be able to be in the Arkansas meet, run in some of the other stake races there and run in the Arkansas Derby. How do you, what are your thoughts on that big picture? Do you feel the same?
Well, Craig, that's interesting that you say that, because of course everybody wants to win the Kentucky Derby, right? I mean, that's the the creme de la creme. That's the, you know, the big silver tuna, right? But the people that we are the fractional partners with, 10 Strike Racing, they, that is their first goal, is to win the Arkansas Derby, because they consider that home. That's their home track. And that is our first goal, is to win the Arkansas Derby. And of course, if we do that, then we're on our way to the Kentucky Derby.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
All right. Let's take a quick break. I am younger than both of you, I just realized. So I'm feeling, you know, I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now.
Not much. Just a couple years.
Hey, we're with my pal, Craig Ray, your pal in Mississippi. And Scott Blair is with us today, joining from 16 Pole Racing Clubs. I'm Steve Azar. Before I go, there's Catfish and there's Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Visit Mississippi.org. Man, oh, man. If we were a racing track when it comes to music, well, we'd rule the world. We'd have won a million Kentucky Derbies. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
I'm still trying to find.
Hey, folks, Steve Azar here. And like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches, or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, I'm here with Alex Murray of Auto Innovation.
At Auto Innovation, we want to change your car buying experience. When you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, please come see us. We want to make friends, not just customers. All eligible vehicles are inspected by a MasterTech mechanic and come with a limited powertrain warranty on us. We are located on Highway 51 in Ridgeland. Come by and see us or check out our inventory online at autoinnovation.net. Let us change your car buying experience.
Auto Innovation, Highway 51 in Ridgeland.
If recent hailstorms have invited Lurk the Leak into your home, call the experts at Watkins Construction and Roofing to find out what is lurking in your roof. Our rapid response roof team will be on top of your roof as soon as the next business day with a complimentary, honest assessment of your roof's condition and offer solutions to keep your home and family safe. Say goodbye, Lurk the Leak. Call Watkins Construction and Roofing today at 601-966-8233 or visit losetheleak.com. What do you have to lose but your leak?
Is reviewing life insurance on your New Year's to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So, I bumped this up on my list this year and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-373-7070. That's 1-800-373-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-373-7070. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico Steakhouse has been a staple of refined dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy poured beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
ESISupply.net.
It's not if you're going to have a spill at your business or workplace, it's when.
ESISupply.net.
Exorbent pads by the bundle or roll.
ESISupply.net.
Socknet boom products, oil gator, oil dry spill kits, and much more.
ESISupply.net.
Take it from Scary Gary.
If it can spill, it's gonna.
ESI Supply, 601-933-4910. That's 601-933-4910 or online at
ESISupply.net.
been a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Steve Azar here, back with Scott Blair. Knows horses like you won't believe. Can't wait to delve in a little deeper. But before we do, I want you to delve in on your plate, Superior Catfish, my pals at Macon, Mississippi. You know what? It's produced right here, so why would you look anywhere else? Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. It's never an afterthought. Always a first thought in my mind. So many glorious things await you if you want to celebrate our cool Mississippi. We got to via California, Arkansas man now. My wife's from Arkansas. Everybody knows I stole her and brought her over the bridge many, many years ago. Scott Blair is my guest today, and Craig Ray is helping me keep it between the lanes. Scott, Toby Keith and I have shared the same label, and we've shared the same engineer for the last 20 years. I know he's into horses and stuff. I don't know how deep into and whatever he's in. Have you ever had any dealings with Toby?
Not personally, no. We see him at Oaklawn from time to time. It's not unusual. And you might want to try this, Steve. He'll come to town for the races, and then he'll just show up in a little bar and take the guitar and yeah, and take the stage. So, yeah, you need to try that.
He must be drinking. Anyway, sorry, Toby. Now, he's a good guy. What a good guy he is. I know he's had health problems. Prayers out to Toby. All right, Craig, because I feel like the questions you're going to ask are going to be a little bit more sophisticated.
No, I'm just following through. And Scott, if you want to continue your narrative, you know, going into from college and how you landed where you are with the syndicate, and your story about the 16th pole is just fascinating. If you love to hear you continue from there, and I'll have some questions further from there.
Okay. All right. So during college, my first trip was in 1980 to the track, and that was the day that I first laid eyes on Temperance Hill. He was owned by an Arkansas man. It was owned by the same gentleman that you mentioned earlier, the horse that you mentioned earlier, Pine Bluff. His name is John Ed Anthony. At that time, he was racing his Loblolly Stables. He now races his Short Leaf Stables. It's right there in Hot Springs. But I was just entranced. And so, again, horse racing started tugging on me again, okay, in 1980, and a real fascination with it. So what happened is as we graduated, I became friends with a group, and we lived in Central Arkansas at the time, that they kind of had the same love for horse racing I did, and we would all go several Saturdays a year, and we would all congregate. None of us had a box. We couldn't afford seats. So we would congregate on the concrete steps at the 16th pole there at Oaklawn Park. And so when we fast forwarded after we went through years of having children and, you know, marriages, then having children and several of us having kids that had birthdays in the height of the racing season, it was hit and miss. But when you went there, it was the days before cell phones. You just knew to go to the 16th pole and you'd find your friends, right? Yep, so after all of that, and we got our kids through college, we started talking about, hey, let's get serious and let's invest in some horses. So we're, you know, tinkering around with, are we going to do a claimer or what? And then I had the fortunate circumstance to walk into the pizza place across the street from the track. Rocky's Corner has been there for 50 years, and there was one seat open at the bar. And I said to this guy, can I have this seat? And he goes, absolutely. So I kind of watching him, and he's got his iPad out, he's got his tablet, it was an application that I was familiar with but had never used. And I said, hey, you like that application, that Timeform US? Oh yeah, I love it. And start showing me about it and talking to me. And I said, so what do you do? And he says, well, I'm co-founder of 10 Strike Racing. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. And he said, we sell fractional partnerships. And I said, well, I got a group that would be interested in that. Would you be interested in talking to us? And he said, absolutely. So that's kind of where that began. And so we were invited by him and Marshall Graham. They're both Memphians. Now, Clay grew up in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Marshall Graham, he grew up in Washington, D.C. He was the son of Senator Phil Graham and Wendy Graham, who she was on President Reagan's staff. And Craig, you may even know them personally since you worked for the Bushes. So
I had met them. I liked that on your resume. I said, I have met them before. I sure have. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, they went to breakfast with me and explained the whole deal and said, come to our reception that we're having. We have an owner's reception. So I go. And when we walked in the room, I'm worried because I had friends or known some people that had been in fractional syndicates, and it was by 1/16th of a single horse, and you were getting a bill every month, and they were all arguing about who the trainer should be, et cetera, right? So it was just a disaster. He had a very bad experience. But we walk into this room at this reception, and there is some people from Little Rock that one of my friends knows, and they couldn't say enough good things about Marshall and Clay and 10 Strike Racing. And so that's when we all decided that we were going to invest with them.
Well, to that point, you know, I've been fortunate to be a horse owner when I lived in Kentucky for 10 years, just in a family side owned small farm. We were famous to the farm that we were close to, not for our farm. We were close to Hermitage Farm out in Goshen, Kentucky. But, you know, the struggles of a small business owner and all the things you had to deal with, and how the industry has taken over now by the syndicate. You know, you still see the big owners, but even the big owners, part of that horse is still owned by other syndicates too. So
absolutely.
I think the flavor that you've just described to people like Steve and myself, that just, hey, we love going to the track, love to have a piece of the action. And, you know, you mentioned about meeting your friends at the 16th pole, some of all the races I've been to, and I've been to many over the years, but when I went and met friends at the track, not sit in an ice box or sit up in the luxury club, but just sit and you're, unlike a tailgate, you're handicapping every 8 minutes. You know, you have a race, then all right, that race is worth one or lost. Now the next one, let's get together, grab a beer and talk about this. It's like 3 hours of camaraderie and handicapping. It's a wonderful experience. And I think the direction that y'all have taken with this syndicate and how friendly it appears to be for the investor to focus on the fun, right? That's my thoughts.
Absolutely. So we went to 10 Strike and we said, hey, because they had a larger minimum than any of us wanted to put in. I said, look, if I put together a group and we form a legal entity, an LLC, would you allow us to invest as one investor if you only had one person to deal with and not 16? Mm-hmm. And they said, absolutely, because they're very, very accommodating. These are great guys. And so we did. The original 10 were all, they were all 10, pretty much 10 guys that hung out at that 16th pole at one time or another. And we pulled our money and we bought about like 3 or 4 shares of the first group that we had an offering for, which would have been 10x4. And what that means is that was 10 Strike's fourth syndicate offering. And that's when we first got involved. I believe that was in 2016. But yeah, and that's why I kind of call myself the point man. There's no real, I'm just the guy that keeps in contact with 10 Strike and relays info back and forth, what the trainers are saying, what 10 Strike thinks about what they're going to do with this horse and things like that.
You know, you have a tremendously organized in your thoughts. I love getting your newsletters, and it's just totally spelled out for you. And even me that doesn't understand what Craig does, it's amazing. You do a really great job of articulating to the common, fan. So you're doing a great job there. I also want to talk about your podcast. I know that it sounds like you sort of took a little bit of a departure. You said you were a little rusty. I get rusty all the time. I'm rusty when I do it every week, for goodness sake. Let's take a quick break. There is no rust on Superior Catfish. There's catfish. There's Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Produced right here in Mississippi. Come on. Visit mississippi.org. If you have not taken a road trip to explore the Blues Trail marker, you can go all the way to Liverpool. That's what we're talking about. Craig Ray and I have been there. He's with me today, keeping me on the track. It's a muddy, cold, day right now, so I'm a mutt. Scott Blair is my guest today. All things 10 Strike Racing Club, partner of 16 Pole Racing Club. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar. Steve Azar here, and like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, a 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 68. Tonight, a 90% chance of rain, low around 59. Your Saturday, a 60% chance of rain under partly sunny conditions, high near 71. And a look to Sunday, mostly cloudy conditions, high near 53. This weather brought to you by our friends at Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton. Shop local. Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, your building supply expert since 1871.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much and expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote for renewal by Anderson. And right now, you can save $375 off every window and $775 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text FOG to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero monthly payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text FOG to 200-300 right now to save $375 off every window and $775 off every door when you buy four or more units. But hurry, these big dollar savings won't last long. Text FOG to 200-300. Don't wait. Text the word FOG to 200-300. Text FOG to 200-300.
Family Termite is a proud VIP sponsor of the Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi. Whether you're a proud DIYer or a seasoned veteran, Mississippi's handyman Buddy Slowick has the answers to your home improvement questions each Saturday from 10 till noon.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-285-5280. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-285-5280 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-285-5280 to see if you qualify. That's 800-285-5280.
Hey, this is Bob, and if you're like me, you like dealing with local people. Majestic Metals was founded in Mississippi in 1954 and are headquartered right in Gluckstadt. For complete metal building systems and steel roofing and siding, call the hometown folks. Majestic Metals, 800-647-8540 or online at majesticmetalsinc.com.
I'm Caleb Sailors, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. A Webster County man will be spending additional time behind bars after pleading guilty to rape. 47-year-old Craig Beck was out on bond for the sexual assault charge when he allegedly confronted a Webster County deputy at a restaurant in the Starkville area. According to Sheriff David Gore, Beck's bond was revoked at the time, and he was sent back to jail. with the state recording a series of budget surpluses in the past couple of years. New House Speaker Jason White is optimistic that lawmakers will seriously consider cutting taxes this legislative session.
I feel like we have fully funded state government and our education system to the point of we're still taking in hundreds of millions of dollars. And folks are always going to be there asking for more, more, more. But we hadn't spent it, and everything has rocked on just fine. We banked it. It's going to cause real conversations about the next step in tax reform.
Many Republican lawmakers have advocated for income tax cuts, while their Democratic colleagues argue that reducing or eliminating the grocery tax would be more beneficial to residents.
Running a business is tough. If you're struggling with HR benefits and payroll, you're not alone. Many businesses just don't have the resources to keep up. That's where MWG Employer Services comes in. We provide a full range of employer services with everything from payroll to benefits to HR services and compliance, and can create a custom plan that fits your needs and budget. We're a Mississippi-based company that can help you focus on what you do best, growing your business. Call MWG Employer Services today at 601-206-7966 or go to mwgemployerservices.com.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Feeling down? Here's your prescription for a daily dose of good news and positive vibes. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Every afternoon, Rebecca highlights all the good things happening right here in the state you call home. Daily exposure to Good Things with Rebecca Turner may cause smiling, feelings of positivity, happiness, and even laughter. When you experience these symptoms, tell your friends to listen.
Okay.
Weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi and now on Amazon Alexa devices. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar. Right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Steve Azar here in a Mississippi Minute on Super Talk Mississippi. On Super Talk Mississippi. My pal Craig Ray is here. Our new pal, Scott Blair. He is a partner of Ten Strike Racing Club. Been a lot of fun getting his emails and being owning a piece of a tail feather of a handful of horses. It's awesome. But it's been a lot of fun. I grew up going to the track with my dad. Great memories there. He grew up going with his family. It's a wonderful thing to be able to go experience watching these incredible horses race. My time was Pat Day. It was Snyder, and I just bet on the jockeys. Part of the deal. I want to talk about that in a minute with Scott Blair. Before we do, Superior Catfish, go to superiorcatfish.com. It's produced right here in Mississippi, and visit mississippi.org. It's the best way to navigate yourself and celebrate our Mississippi. Trust me, check it out. All right, Scott, when do you get involved in being that point man? And was it a little disorganized? You talk about to me, cooks in the kitchen, I guess, as they say, right?
Well, yeah, it was, we were just down in the infield after we had met a couple times with Clay and Marshall and gone to the reception. And they said, okay, so we're going to put it together and who's going to be the point man? And I got elected, and which is fine with me. I like that. I enjoy it. And I've developed a good relationship with both Marshall and Clay. I've been to the races with them and in Dallas and Saratoga and Chicago and all around the country. We've met and, you know, when our horses have raced at different tracks. And so, yeah, it was, and sometimes I'm not quite as organized as I would like to be, but we do stay pretty well organized and, just kind of keep it, we don't get too broad, we don't get too crazy, and all we want to do is just invest in those 10 strike offerings each year. So,
okay. So our horses in Arkansas, they seem to be being trained better. When you get to the Kentucky Derby, they're in the conversation more than when we were kids, y'all.
Right.
I mean, I think, is that ownership? I mean, it's like a great GM, a great owner of an NFL football team. I mean, is that what that is?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. I think that, as you know, when Smarty Jones and Craig mentioned him earlier, when they offered that big bonus, if you could win I think it was the Rebel, the Arkansas Derby, and the Kentucky Derby. If you could win all three, if you could sweep them, you're going to get $1 million bonus. And that's when Mr. Sella, when he was still alive, he offered that, and that kind of put the spotlight back on Oaklawn. And then along came the point system for the Kentucky Derby, and Oaklawn got four. I guess it's four races. The Smarty Jones, named after that horse, which just ran on January 1st, that race did. The Smarty Jones, the Southwest Stakes, the Rebel Stakes, and the Arkansas Derby, earning opportunities for horses so that they can qualify for the Kentucky Derby, because the Kentucky Derby takes the top 20 point earners, and they get first choice. Do they want a spot in that starting gate?
Let me ask you this. In the music business, when you're working a record and everybody seems to think that it's just rolling, at some point you've got to look at the big picture and go, okay, am I going to fight for this another 3 or 4 weeks? It's going to cost this versus what it's going to make. And sometimes you have to make a tough decision and pull the plug on a song that still has the opportunity to still climb. It's just a tough decision. It's a gamble. You know what I mean? It's like you're farming. I had my first taste acclaiming race, being a part of it, and ran a great race. It was
Burston.
It ran a great race, almost won, finished second. Somebody claimed it for 50K. It won like 15K. It corked last week, but nobody claimed it. It finished second, almost won a great race. What's the thinking behind all that? Because you know that, okay, somebody may claim it. Why would you even put it up if you feel like the horse is starting to make its way and make some noise and get better?
Okay, some different things. Different thoughts went into both of those horses, two different sets of thoughts, right? Okay, so we'll start with Corked. Corked has just not shown the aptitude to run at the higher level. Doesn't mean that we can't maybe develop him into a racehorse. So we're going to risk him at claim. If he gets taken, he gets taken. But we're going to try to break that maiden, and then we'll take another shot at allowance. At allowance level, which is a step up, and you know this is where it gets really complicated in horse racing. But you graduated from maiden, and you can go to next to allowance. The money gets bigger, but the competition gets tougher, right?
Yeah.
So, or we could get lucky, and they'll do what's called starter allowance races, and that's where if you have been in a claiming race before, you can race in that race without being at risk. So it's kind of in between. They're much tougher than claiming races, but they're not allowance race level competition. So that's what we're doing. We're just trying to get him to see if we can get him to break his maiden. And then if we are lucky enough that he doesn't get claimed, maybe we can develop him a little further. Now, Burchton, on the other hand, he was a good horse, but they just thought they were going to fly him under the radar and that nobody would take him for $50,000. Guess what? It's a poker game, and we guessed wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's gone. And, you know, the very first horse that the very first horse that we ever had with 10 Strike was a filly named Chepinera. And she tried twice, once at Ellis Park, once at Churchill Downs at Maiden Special Weight. That's where you're not for sale. I mean, you're running as a maiden, and she just didn't do very well. She kind of hopped around the track like a bunny rabbit almost. And so Brad Cox said, hey, let's just try to fly her under the radar, because he believed in her. He said, let's try to fly her under the radar on Thanksgiving Day in a maiden claiming race. I think we'll be able to skate on by and see if we can develop this horse. Well, guess what? She won. She did not get claimed. She came to Oaklawn. She ran against, in her first race, it was in February of 17, I think it was. She ran against another horse from the Cox barn that was just a beast. And they were numbers 1 and 2, and they were right beside each other in the paddock. And you're looking at them thinking, oh, my, and we're going to race this horse? Well, we were 20-1. Chepinera was 20-1, and she won going away. Wow. And we were at that point, no pun intended, off to the races.
Yeah.
And we were scheduled for the Honey Bee, and then we got injured and had to retire.
Gosh. Oh, but it worked. Injuries. It worked. I have 100 questions, and the show is only so long. I wonder what an Arkansas minute would be like. I don't know. You know, all right. I know my wife, we were going, you'd like some iced tea. I fell in love with her the first time I heard that accent. It was so different. Yeah. 3 hours away. She went to the University of Arkansas, by the way. Our daughter went to the University of Arkansas. They were all
she
there.
She was a sorority sister, one of my business partner's daughters. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
That's where I learned about you. My business partner came in playing your song. I go, what's that? And she goes, oh, this is Brenda's sorority sister's boyfriend.
I love it. Back in the day, right?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Lady Rocket Racing Club. How many are you involved in?
Well, we're down to three right now. And what it is each year, which this next week, Ten Strike will offer their new offering, their new syndication. The horses were purchased in 2023 as yearlings. Mm-hmm. So on January 2024, they became 2 years old, and they are starting to enter training to maybe run late in 2024 and then as three-year-olds in 2025. And so each year they have a new offering. This will be 10X11. But then, as I said, we'll buy in as a group under the umbrella of, we don't have a name for this one yet, but we name our little group in honor of one of our former horses.
Oh,
so,
wow. I love it.
We'll have another, and we'll be putting that together in the next week. We'll get the offering out, and then we will subscribe to Ten Strike how much we're going to invest as a group.
I love it. So there's Warriors Charge Racing Club, there's Zippy mm-hmm. Lou Racing Club, mm-hmm. Lady Rocket, and all that. The horse Iron Clover, it had a good year last year, right? I mean, like, we were there at the Derby.
Right. Well, here's where we were. Iron Clover, he had a great start to his three-year-old year, and he ended up winning the Hot Spring Stakes back on April 1st, on April Fool's Day. He then went and won. That was the Hot Spring Stakes. Then he went down to the Texas Derby this summer in Dallas, and it was like Memorial Day weekend, and he just got nipped at the wire. And so we really had high hopes for this horse, and so we shipped him up, but he wasn't, you know, he wasn't graded stakes level like races like the Preakness, the Belmont, those types, the ones that everybody's familiar with. So we were going to run in a little lesser stakes race type calendar over the summer. So we went up to Iowa, and he ran in the Iowa Derby, and he finished dead last, and he bled real bad. Horses will bleed sometimes in their lungs when they run, whether they're race horses, whether they're out in the whether they're out in the wild, whatever, it happens. Well, he just did not have a good experience. And so we just decided to put him at rest and let him rest. And when he comes back at 4 years old, which he's starting training now for 4 years old, he will be running on Lasix. It's an approved medication. Just doesn't it prevents the bleeding in the lungs. And
wow.
So he'll make his return back.
We were with my pal Craig Ray, your pal in Mississippi, and Scott Blair is with us today, joining from 16 Pole Racing Clubs. I'm Steve Azar. Before I go, there's catfish and there's Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Visit mississippi.org. Man, oh, man. If we were a racing track when it comes to music, well, we'd rule the world. We'd have won a million Kentucky Derbies. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar. Show, I don't know what it finally feels like. Show, I don't know what it finally feels like.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs Fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads.
For all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services, Glass Networks. They're going to try and steer you to use their own glass shop. Well, you can tell your insurance you want to use Venable Glass, and there'll be no additional cost to them to get the highest quality glass. Venable Glass is locally owned and operated, and they do windshield replacement and rock repair right there in their shops, or they'll even come to you in the Tri-County area for free. That's right, free mobile service. At Venable Glass, they also do frameless and frame shower doors, mirrors cut to size and installed, picture frame glass, tables, desktops, insulated glass, plexiglass, commercial storefronts, and heavy equipment glass. Venable Glass, they'll come out and give you a free estimate. They want to work hard for your business. Venable Glass, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Hey, there's two locations too, in Ridgeland at 660 Highway 51 North and Brandon at 209 Woodgate Drive South in Crossgates. Check them out on the web at VenableGlass.com. Remember, for all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services, 601-605-4443.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem. The new degree of comfort.
Gallo here for Baroni's Tree Pros. My friends at Baroni's Tree Pros put customer satisfaction as the only way to leave a job. Nothing less than the best service you'll find in the industry on tree removal, tree pruning, stump grinding, debris cleanup. You got questions? Baroni's Tree Pros will give you a plan, time frame, and budget that's perfect for you. Free estimate at 601-345-8090. 601-345-8090. Or it's online at baronistreepros.com.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy. Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including day and evening addiction treatment programs for working professionals. For more info, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
Grammy Museum Mississippi announces a new exhibit, Highway 60. Traveling America's Music Highway, opening August the 11th. This first-of-a-kind exhibit will take visitors on a journey down the famous Highway 61, exploring music sites, artifacts, and celebrating the artists that played a major role in shaping American music. Muddy Waters, Bo Diddley, Bobby Rush, and Conway Twitty. To learn more about this exhibit and other events, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org in partnership with Utah Construction and Visit Mississippi.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I got me a brand new car, waiting in the driveway, shining like a bright new star. I've been wishing on it every day to take me away.
Steve Azar here, back with Scott Blair. Knows horses so like you won't believe. Can't wait to delve in a little deeper. But before we do, I want you to delve in on your plate. Superior Catfish, my pals at Macon, Mississippi. You know what? It's produced right here, so why would you look anywhere else? Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. You know, how do you pair a jockey with a horse? And then at what point do you get to sort of claim that jockey for that horse? I mean, does the jockey have something to say about it? I mean, how does that all go down?
Okay, so primarily that's going to be the trainer's decision on who he or she is going to ask to ride the horse, okay? And then if the horse becomes comfortable and does well, most of the time they'll ask that jockey to come back and ride again. So it's a relationship, and there's horses. Horses have these intricacies, and they might have some nuances that say a jockey like Ricardo Santana Jr. might be better than Nick Juarez, or You follow what I'm saying? Because yeah. he can just handle a horse that has that type of nuance better. It's just known that he can. And so you offer him the opportunity. Now, what really goes on every morning on the backstretch is these jockeys and their agents are knocking on doors trying to get mounts. And so they're back there saying, hey, you know, I got this guy. I represent, well, Gary Stevens, for instance. He's famous jockey. He's a right. jockey agent. He's the jockey agent for Nick Juarez at Oaklawn. And he's back there looking and hustling to get Nick mounts. And of course, he wants to get him good mounts because they want to win. And, yeah. and jockeys and the agents are paid off percentage of the purse earnings that the horse wins when they run. So that's how it goes. Now, owners can get involved at some point. They can. We've had, I'm not going to mention any names, we've had some good jockeys that we just didn't feel paired up well with our particular horse.
Exactly.
And right. and yeah. we would just say, hey, we'd rather not just use him anymore.
When I told Craig about this, obviously Luke Gordy and my father-in-law, Charles Nevels, you know, so I told Craig, go, Steve, I didn't realize Craig's background. As much as we'd been together and running around the country, the state and the country together in the world, parts of the world, we never had this discussion. And I saw him light up and I was like, what is wrong with you? He goes, Steve, you have no idea. And so anyway, it's crazy. He gets into handicapping and I followed him the last time we went to Oaklawn, his Arkansas Derby. And I said, the heck with it. I'm just going to bet with Craig bets. And it worked out.
We nailed the Derby, didn't we?
So Craig, take us home.
Well, I just think your story is fascinating, Scott, and just from where you came, where you are here in this in the industry and the stories. And Steve and I were talking before the interview. I said, you know, there's enough here that we might want to do a follow-up, like after the Triple Crown Series or maybe after the Derby, after the Arkansas Derby, and then see what happens at Kentucky and going forward and see how any of our horses or the syndicate have done and just do a wrap up. I love your podcast. I listened to it. I didn't yeah. have access to place a bet. We did not have mobile gaming here in Mississippi. So I thought, all right, I got Scott's bets. I'm going to drive to Vicksburg because I liked him. and it looks like you hit two of them from your podcast.
Yeah. And we had one to scratch. Yeah. So, yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
hey, okay. Time out. See, Ray, you got to go. You can't go there. You got to go to Pearl River Resort, for goodness sake. Now, look, that's part of the deal. You know, I'm loyal. Anyway, shout out to my team at Pearl River Resort. I'm having the time of my life there.
I want to leave it on this. I know we got a second. But now, Scott, whether you know it or not, from your resume, you just gave Steve a name for a song. And oh, really? That is One Seat at the Bar. And I think with that, Steve, you can write a great song.
I'm feeling sad already.
You know, as a man walks into bar, a man does like
I'm feeling so sad. That because you when you go down, you got to go all the way down. That guy's lonely.
Yeah,
he's lonely as unless he's waiting for somebody in that.
Well, he's waiting. He walked in. He one seat at the bar. He sat down, and the rest was history. He met 10 Strike Racing. Well,
I've got 32 guitars in this room right now, maybe more. So let's just get it over with. Let's go. All right. Let's hey Scott, it. I can't thank you enough for taking the time. C-Ray, as always, anytime I get to spend time with you, it's a blessing. Scott Blair, folks. Hey, so Scott, one more time, real quick. How can people at least check into what's going on with you?
Yeah, they can look for 10 Strike Racing, 10strikeracing.com, and then they can also they can contact me through the 16th Pole Racing Facebook page. And yes, and one thing, just real quickly. In the next 2 to 3 years, we will open 16th Pole Racing open it up to the public. We're just not quite there yet. We've got to get the accounting mastered and all that. But for right now, if you want to invest in the horses, 10strikeracing.com.
You know, that doesn't make me feel special anymore. I just want you to know that. I mean, I felt like we had to go through tunnels and swim the Mississippi River to get to you. Yeah, I mean, it's been hard. You know, I just want you to know that. Well, and your podcast, how can people listen?
Just go to our Facebook page, 16th Pole Racing. And what we do is we're just currently doing Saturdays at Oaklawn. That's all we're doing. And we usually get them posted sometime on Friday.
Got it. All right. Scott Blair, folks, thank you guys for tuning in. As always, Craig Ray, thanks for joining me. And speaking of anything I'm thankful for, it's Superior Catfish. There's catfish. They're Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. Man, I love celebrating our state. There's a road trip in your future. I'm going to play Dancing Rabbit right now.
Oh,
Philadelphia,
wow.
The rolling hills of Philadelphia, Mississippi. Later on, everybody.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.